Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors. And Corey, I was trying to stall for just a little bit of time because I'm just sending you over a picture of a trading card. And I want to see if you think that this card would be very popular and sell for a whole lot of money.
I'm looking at the card. That's hilarious.
It's a Terry.
It is a Terry Rozier III, and it has a FanDuel sports betting slip instead of a patch. And I think that's absolutely hilarious.
Back to your regularly scheduled C block.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin.
But wouldn't that card sell?
I don't know how much for. You're a better judge of
the world.
At least
$1,000.
I like bit cards. Like, that's not, and that's different than Bitcoin. But I like the ones that are like, the night the bees got all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I love these little things. They're probably not of any value to anybody else, but for me, I think they're hilarious
to
have
that
around. Like the one of Whataburger Man with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Yes, or the set that you brought me, the Coca-Cola, like Monsters of
the
Midway. You can get that set for probably like $6. I thought it was awesome when you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That was unfortunate. Go ahead and dump all that.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Matter of fact, go ahead and use that one thing he said for Friday.
You guys are jerks.
Because it's going to win. You know what?
You said it.
Mickey Spagnola will finally be defeated by what he just said moments ago.
Or the four other things during my segment.
Let's go ahead and start things off with the level of concern.
Oh, man!
That's right. We're going to go with...
How is Dickies not back as a client yet? What are we doing?
I'm just going to say that others have gotten the oh, man, you know? Like Uncle Julio's, where we'll be on Friday.
True.
For the Friday football feast. By the way, the next Bearded Monkey appearance will be November 17th. That's a Monday night. Be prepared.
Oh, man.
True. We're going to go with cut two here. Why has the run defense? This is Jerry Jones this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton, sometimes Aiden show.
One-time Carter.
And this was his regularly scheduled Tuesday 8:30 a.m. appearance. He will be also on 10:30 on Friday with us at Uncle Julio's. Will be at Uncle Julio's. If he decides to stop by, he's more than welcome.
Oh, great.
Why has the run defense been more inefficient since trading Micah?
We need a combination. We need to have better play less from the linebackers, maintaining the integrity of your gaps. which the linebackers have to fill. The linebackers have to slide. And they did a good job on us, Denver, the other day. And we did a poor job, so we've got to do better there.
Kevin, what is your level of concern that the Cowboys linebackers can consistently play keep the integrity of their gaps?
It's high as this scale possibly goes. Whatever you determine is the highest on this scale, that is my answer. And it's not just because I saw Shamar James get run over like I would in an NFL game. It's as high as possibly can be.
Alec, you feel the same way right now about those linebackers?
Yeah, it's hard not to be. I think Jerry actually hit the nail on the head. At that point, I just don't know how you address it other than by changing the personnel.
Yeah. So. And the one personnel change that is on the way at some point is DeMarvion Overshown.
Yeah.
That'll be a personnel change.
No, you're right.
Kevin, don't roll your eyes at me like that.
I wasn't rolling my eyes at you. I was rolling my eyes at, okay, fine. Here's what's still going to happen. You still have to play Arizona. Then you still have the bye. Then he'll probably come back. We've been talking about this being imminent for like a freaking month. Mm-hmm. So I'm not rolling my eyes at you. I am rolling my eyes at just essentially that concept.
The reality is that will be a personnel change. When he's back, he will go into the game and somebody will become a backup.
Yeah.
But how much weight you put on that, I think that all Cowboys fans are very cautious about it.
Yeah.
And Jerry's like, guys, put that thing back in the vein, guys. The hope is on the way.
Yeah.
And I think that's too much for us as a fan base to really truly comprehend whenever we're trying to be realistic about it. But that being said, dude's talent is that far. Like that dude's talent is that good. But I can't be like, well, he walks in and we're instantly a better defense.
So I'm going to wait to see what other clips you play, because there's one thing that Jerry said this morning that was infuriating, but I don't know if it would fit like a specific level of concern question.
Okay. Let's go to cut 11. Did the Broncos loss change how you approach the trade deadline?
No, I think you're trying to improve of what you're going to be doing in November and December and January. You're trying to do that. But how big a price you want to pay for it? Do you want to take a pick, for instance, that could pick maybe the 35th player in the draft for the player that can help you through January? Now, obviously, you'd say, no, I want one that helped me through many Januaries in the future. Every club in the NFL is looking for that deal. Every club. That specific deal right there. And that's not to say that we don't all have competition, but you just have to sit there and see if it fits us. There's no magic. Secondly, we had several things that didn't play right Sunday, not to be tried or not to be anyway. One addition at this time to correct what we would like to totally correct Sunday has got to be from within, not from without.
All right. I do agree with him there on that last part. Like there's look, man, you have to admit your talent. Like you have, as the GM, you have to realistically assess the talent you have and be able to go, well, I'm lacking there. So I do agree with him though, that within they weren't good enough. Like everybody admits it too. They weren't good. They got their butts whooped.
Can I ask you a question about the last part of what he said? Because I agree with you as well. Do you think he's...
Yes, you can. And after that, we'll get to the level of concern question, Kevin.
Do you think he's trying to prepare people that there's not going to be a big trade deadline splash?
Is your level of concern Jones is going to be frugal about these picks and not want to use them?
But very low, because that's exactly what I want him to do. So it's very low. Bonus, not level of concern. Just question for you. Do you ever think when he says that, he's trying to reference Micah without referencing it?
Explain.
So he's like, we're not one big move away. I always think he doesn't want to talk about Micah nonstop, but that's his way of like roundabout saying. So like, if you're thinking this would be different with Micah, you're wrong.
Probably.
That's just the theory.
No, I mean, it does seem like he's every interview we've heard, this year has been, there's been a Micah jab somewhere.
Sure.
But I think that that's a realistic thing, is that they aren't one big move away. Now, and then I'll hear people go, well, you traded away one big move. And I'm like, but even still, you still needed more with that team.
So my level of concern to your actual question, sorry for messing that up, is really, really low, because I don't want him to do that. So I understand for other people, it's probably really high. I don't want him to do that at all. So I'm like, great.
Alec, what is your level of concern when you see a woman putting on makeup while driving on the highway?
The highest that it could possibly be, because you have a vanity and a bathroom or a bedroom for that.
Mm-hmm. But she's late to work.
I don't care.
What if it's not a stoplight?
Still ill-advised.
I'm okay with it when your car is stopped. However, you're not paying attention, which means Kevin's going to honk at you.
That's right.
That's true.
And I will too.
I literally watched a woman had a book on her steering wheel, was taking notes and putting makeup on.
Oh,
I was like, how do you have enough hands?
She did not have more than two hands, did she?
What?
She only had
two hands. Hey, it can happen. And I hope you treat that three-handed person with respect.
For real, man. What are you doing?
I treat everybody with respect. Well, what do you mean?
That is actually true. I've seen him.
Yeah.
Treat all the people. Mm-hmm. With respect.
I'm proud of you, Alex.
Want to revisit a level of concern, because there was a time, Kevin, when I asked this question, and I do believe you were pretty confident. What is your level of concern that this offense can keep doing what it did to win games? Because after we saw them play a good defense, I have concerns more now.
Yeah, so and I know some people have been screaming this, but I've been trying to retroactively look at what has happened. And so, like, you feel like the Green Bay defense is really good. You did whatever the hell you wanted against them. Like, whatever you wanted against Green Bay. And that's a really good defense. Philly is a good defense, and you struggled with them, and you struggled with them against the guy that stirs everything up on that defense. And then you go up against the Denver defense that even they lost their best player, or maybe their second best player, and you struggled against them. So my level of concern is a little bit above average.
If your offense isn't elite,
and you
I don't
no
think
chance.
You stand a chance of winning because of the defense. And if your offense has an off day like they just did,
agreed.
You see the outcome.
Yes.
Let's go to cut 14. Do you think Diggs has played his last game with the Dallas Cowboys?
Jerry, is there a chance, or can you see a scenario where Diggs has played his last game for this team?
I don't see that today at all.
Jerry, you talked about his love of, or you talked about loving football just a second ago. Do you still feel good about Trayvon Diggs' love of football?
Yes. Yes, I do. But again, he's got to get well, and he hasn't been.
All the answers regarding Trayvon Diggs were pretty short.
Yep, and that is not something that he does.
Jerry does not like to be short with any answers. Your level of concern that the whole Trayvon Diggs thing is something different. Because right now they're saying it's the other knee.
Yeah.
Which could very well be a possibility, and you have to say something like that for the league. Like, that has to be in the mix.
Because that's way more concerning, right, than he hit his head really hard at home or whatever you think happened.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that it took him forever to come back with a reconstructed knee, and it's actually the other knee now that's bothering him, that is terrifying. Although I know a lot of people have just given up and moved on from Trayvon Diggs. He's still on this team, and theoretically, he could still make your team better. So, yeah, my concern is very high on that.
And then lastly, we'll go with cut 5. Do you feel like you've drafted defensive players poorly in recent years?
Well, that's ready criticism when you do it. I like our number 41. I think he's going to be one of the best players we've drafted recently. We've got to see it, but we're going to be bringing on Revell that we drafted this round. I'm talking about within the last draft. As far as the overall long-term drafting, I'm pretty satisfied that we draft well.
Kevin, Ezeraku, Revell, Shamar James is playing a lot.
Agreed.
Where we stand on that. And Jay Twyla, that's low down in the draft.
I think James has done just totally fine job.
Marshawn Nealon?
I have questions.
Maris Leofau?
I intend to believe that's going to work out, but I understand people have questions.
Kalen Carson?
Yeah. From where he got drafted, I'm fine with that.
Mazi?
No.
Overshown? 3 years now.
I know.
Fajoco?
This sounds Creighton. No, that's a fail. Overshown's a push right now, which is weird to say, but...
Sam Williams?
That's a fail.
Bland was late.
Yeah.
Damon Clark was late.
That was a good... See, and...
John Ridgeway got cut for Dak.
Yeah.
So, like...
To be in a meeting room.
I mean, Micah and Osa?
Well, and the thing...
That's a long time ago now that you've had good drafts on the defensive side.
And the thing that I hate that he says yet again...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is for Revel.
Gotta wait.
He might turn out to be the most badass player and will step
back. You would rather him say, we'll revisit Revel whenever we see him play.
Revel got hurt, or he was already hurt, I realize. You haven't even seen him play yet. We're halfway through the season. So maybe he kicks all the ass in the world. But, like, that's another player. So what we're counting on is somebody who has never played in the NFL and somebody who is badass but has played, what, like 12 games in his third season? Like, what are we talking about?
And then lastly, your level of concern that Mike misses us.
Is low. I know Mike misses us. I know that for a fact. You know the other level of concern that I have? Because I didn't think this would fit into a question. He said something that I just hate. I hate it so much. And I know he is not alone. But essentially what he said is, if you can get all of your defensive players to play at the top end that we've seen flashes from them all at the same time, you'll be just fine. That's a terrible strategy. So, like, I saw you do this. Now, if you can do the best you've ever done while all the other people can do the best they've ever done at the exact same time, we're going to be okay, and that's how we're going to improve from within. That is an insane strategy.
If we can just consistently get everybody to play pretty good, this will be a really good defense.
Yeah, that would be a step in the right direction.
Pretty good.
Okay, well, great. You've seen 8 games, and when have you seen that? Once?
Not yet.
And that might be the answer, too. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what could we see from those very same Cowboys with only a week until the trade deadline? Plus, power ranking, the NFL power rankings next on The Fan.
One to snap, snap to Milton. A lot of time going deep. He's got Tolbert on the right side of the end zone. Touchdown. Nice throw by Milton. Laid it right in over his shoulder, over the top of Riley Moss.
Boy, beautiful throw right there.
Really nice throw. Wow.
Hell yeah, we did it. 877-881-1053. Where would you put the Dallas Cowboys in the power rankings? 877-881-1053. If you want to get involved in the conversation, but also, what do you expect? We're only a week away from the trade deadline. It's 3 p.m. Central, Tuesday, November 4th. So we're a week away. And somebody was asking about Logan Wilson. And if you want to dive into this, I did a little bit of research off of an ESPN list. So they ranked the top 25 players who could be on the move. And I think you're going to notice a theme here. Number 9, Alante Taylor. Number 11, Logan Wilson. Number 13, Arden Key. Number 16, Arnold Ebiketie. And number 24, Christian Harris. Now, the theme there, among other things, is four of those players are in the final year of their contract. The only exception is Logan Wilson. And I know last week Broadus had done a film study on Logan Wilson and somebody was just asking, but he is different in terms of he has 2 years left, but his dead cap is only $6 million if he wanted to get out of that. And then you could probably split it up over 2 years and all that good stuff. But Jerry was just talking about how, you know, can you make your team better for all those Januaries? You might have to trade a lot to get up for it. None of those players, with the exception of Logan Wilson, are under contract past this year.
He's 29.
I believe you. I don't know. No, okay, yeah. So you're out on that.
Yeah, he's 29 and 112 days old.
Okay.
So he's on, like, he'll be 31 in 2 years.
Well, and then Key is the same then. I think it would just be, Key is also about to turn 30. The rest, I think, are all 25, 26.
And Jerry, like, basically was like, we are looking for guys that'll help us in November and December and also into many Novembers and Decembers.
Right.
And I don't feel like that age is what they are looking for. I think they're looking for 27, like max.
Okay. Well, I think,
and I just don't know.
I think the other players like Alante Taylor then fit because he's going to turn 27 in December. And then same with Ibaketti in January. But then Christian Harris is the younger one of the bunch. He's only going to turn 25 in January. But the issue that you run into there, like I said, with all guys, is, well, that. But also, he's not under contract.
Yeah.
So if you do get the age kind of you're looking for, then that person is not under contract. So what are we even talking about?
Not under contract. Can you work a deal out with them that's serviceable to the team?
Right.
You know, like that fits that too. Kevin, I think this is a stand pat. And after everything's said and done, we just didn't have the right deal in place for what we wanted to spend.
Yeah.
I think the word frugal, I brought that up for a reason. I think Jerry, based on what I'm hearing, they might be picking up the phone and having the conversation, but they want something special in return.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to get that in return. And they're going to say, well, we can just use those picks and get players that could give the fans hope about the future. And could turn out to be better, maybe.
Yeah, you're.
If they can draft on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the one thing I would be curious about is if they had some of those fifth and sixth round picks that they were considering for a team that's really looking to get away from a player. I might be interested in listening to that. All right, power ranking, the power rankings, 877-881-1053. Where do you think the Cowboys should be ranked? Alec, do you choose option A, B, or C?
I'm going to go with the Corey method of things. My name starts with A, so I'm going to go with A.
Okay. Who do you think is the worst team in all of football? You have three still pretty strong
contenders. Guys, the team that was the worst just won.
Facts.
So I'm going to go with the Titans.
Alec, who do you think is the worst team in all of football?
Just to be different, I'm going to go with the Saints.
Well, that was stupid. You should have gone with what Corey said. No. It was, in fact, the Titans, and you should definitely be embarrassed, Alec, because the Saints are only the third worst.
The Jets are the second worst.
So it goes Titans, Jets, Saints. How would you round out your terrible five?
I think the Dolphins are still awful.
Fact, Dolphins are 29th. That's fourth worst. Alec, who fills out the terrible five?
Is it the Fighting Geno Smiths of the world, the Vegas Raiders?
That is incorrect.
What?
They are all the way up at 25, which is still bad.
At least the Geno Smiths have a quarterback.
Do they?
Geno Smith. He is a quarterback.
That's true. Dylan Gabriel's
Dylan
a quarterback.
Dylan Gabriel is not.
He is 28.
He's a rookie. Oh,
I'm sorry. The Browns are 28 on the list.
He's
that might
a rookie
be too high for Dylan.
And they might go with their scout team quarterback at some point, Shador Sanders.
I mean, but you wonder, he couldn't even get backup. He couldn't even get activated as a backup.
That is odd.
So I wonder if maybe they're going to go.
Do they just really hate him? Like they're like, we'll show you.
Or he's a fifth round quarterback. So they're like, well, we'll wait.
I guess.
And see. All right. Where would you put the Dallas Cowboys? In your mind, not your heart.
In my mind? So whenever they're in that place, I usually go with right in the middle of the pack. They have not been in the middle of the pack. Because what did I say to Kevin? Middle of the pack means you're mediocre.
And they're not mediocre. They're
a sub-mediocre team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say 22.
Okay.
22.
Alec, where would you put the Dallas Cowboys?
I think people are still intrigued by the offense and haven't quite given up on it yet. So I think they're a little bit more generous than the 20s. I'll go 19.
Ooh. Now, Alec, had you picked differently, you would have been closer to being correct. Because ESPN has them at 18.
Oh.
The Athletic has them at 20. However, you picked option A. Option A is CBS, and they have them at 21. And it says the defense is horrible right now. That's how it starts out. And
it's true.
That feels very fair. All right, now.
That's the Dwight Schrute. It's true.
Yes, it is absolutely true. Now, who is the best team in all of football? By the way, people were kind of maybe a little bit more negative than y'all on the Cowboys vote. From the 254, I got them 25. From the 210, 26. From the 309, 27, 214, 23, and then a couple 21s and a 24. So everyone has got them in the 20s, but national pundits got them just a tick higher. Who is the best team in all of professional NFL football?
According to their schedule and their record, it is the Indiana Jones-led. Indianapolis Colts, who also is led by Jonathan Taylor.
But is it?
From Tool Time.
That is Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And he wasn't on the Tool Time show. He was on Home Improvement.
Do we know that this running back is not Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Alec, do you agree with the assessment that the Indianapolis Colts are number one in all of the football land?
Well, last time I wanted to be different, you told me that was stupid, so I'm not going to be different. Plus, like an hour ago, I said that I think they're the best team in the AFC.
It's true.
And I think they're better than any team in the NFC. So math equals math. They are number one.
That is correct across the board.
In your face, everybody.
All three have the Colts first. Would you put the Cowboys behind Texas A&M as the person from the 214 said?
Dude.
I would not.
They're an NFL team.
Yeah.
So, no.
Could Concepcion go deep on them? Absolutely. He could.
Every receiver on A&M could.
All right. Who is second?
The Lions.
Okay. Because I was going to say, this is where there is some discrepancy. Alec, this is your chance for redemption.
Oh,
if you try a new
redemption
strategy.
Song.
It's like a beer pong game. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs are number two on the picked list, which was CBS Sports. They go like this: Colts, Chiefs, Packers, Lions, Bucks. The other two, had you picked the Athletic or ESPN, both go Colts and Lions. one, two, and then they both have the Eagles, three, and then they diverge.
The Lions have the best combination, in my mind, from the NFC of defense and offense. That being said, Green Bay does have like the potential to be an amazing team.
Sure.
It's just whether or not they can meet. Like, think about that for a second. In their last game, it was all right. And then all of a sudden, a moment that I still think the NFL screwed over Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on that play. From there on, wasn't like 25 straight points for Green Bay. They're a burst team. And yeah. Now that Christian Watson's back, I'm very interested to see what their offense is capable of, because I think he adds another element to it. But I think the Lions still stand tall in that group.
And as for the A&M question, this is amazing. No, Corey texting him would lose 70-56. So I like that. And then from there, the Cowboys, hey, there aren't a lot of teams that can win 60-59. So I think 20 is fair based on that. So yes, we have learned today on the Cowboys and in the power rankings.
Hold on, what about this one from the 940? A&M is fraudulent as usual. Texas will show that.
So I love that person. I think that is a dumb text. When
you're dumb.
Have you? No, okay. That's not what I said. I said your text was dumb.
Okay.
When have you ever been like, man, look at that top five A&M team. They're really going to show something. It doesn't happen. The closest we ever got to that in recent memory was in the COVID season when we got jobbed out of being in the playoff because it was a weird year. But other than that, A&M has good seasons, but there's never been a time where you've consistently heard everyone be like, you know who's going to win the national title? A&M. Uh-huh. That doesn't happen when the season's actually started.
When y'all got jobbed, did somebody... Never mind.
I know you were going to say.
Mm-hmm. Steve.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Nope. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, give Corey Majors a hand. Coming up next, it's time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Mahomes takes the snap in his left knee, keeping the feet alive. Zings it late for the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Travis Kelce with the catch now ties Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in Kansas City Chiefs history.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan, where the Chiefs put a shellacking on the Commanders right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I had a non-sports question for y'all to start. If you see a car accident, would you be willing to, like, stop and be a witness? Because there was a car accident this morning that I didn't see. I heard the noise. And then I was able to look down and I saw exactly somebody wasn't paying attention, ran into another person. So, like, do you have a general philosophy, or have you been like a witness for somebody in a car accident?
I have. I've gone both ways on this one, Higgy.
Okay.
If I'm in a hurry, I'm going to go do and accelerate
right
out of there.
Right.
If it's a really bad accident where somebody might be hurt, I think you got to stop either way.
And this was not.
Yeah.
The dude immediately jumped out of the car to be like, sorry, I'm a dumbass. But I saw immediately people were turn signal, fired up, and getting out of that lane. Like, they had no interest in
it's beating. That's going to be maybe a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You know, so you really have to be schedule sensitive. And, you know, hopefully there's another citizen around who's going to do the right thing and doesn't have such urgent needs.
Is that
it's not really my problem.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Same philosophy over here?
I do avoid a lot of things. I have offered twice. And then we had the one guy that we stayed with him because he busted his head open. He hit a pole.
Yeah.
And we stayed with him until the ambulance got there. And they're like, thank you for doing that. He would be dead if you weren't.
Wow.
But
you saved that guy's life.
Yeah, we did. It was crazy. I was like, give me some napkins. And we had some Wendy's napkins. Thanks. Shout out to Wendy's. For the napkins, at least.
They're not very big napkins.
Not at all. So we had to really press it in there. But I've offered twice, and they were like, no, everything's fine. I was like, all right, see y'all later.
Okay. Was the dude out? Or was he conscious?
He kind of was just dazed. He was, and we pulled him out of the car and everything. And, yeah, it was really, really scary moment.
I've always wondered if I could pull somebody out of a fire car.
Okay.
I've always wondered if I physically at 61 years old with my size and somewhat limited athletic ability now, if somebody were strapped into a car.
Adrenaline.
Could I pull them out of a fiery car?
So this is years ago when we were doing the night show and I'm driving back on 30 to go home and I see this car like a little bit, like a good ways in front of me, but they pull off to the side of the road, stop their car, and you see somebody start running out of the car and they're running to a car that's on fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I wanted to help. So I pulled over to the side of the road and like, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds after that, the fire trucks came up and I was like, all right, so the best thing to do is just get the hell out of the way.
Sure.
But for a minute, cause it was, you know, this was after a Rangers game. We got off at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I thought we're going to have to spring into action and save this person.
Yeah. I think that's to me, I would generally pull over if I saw the accident.
Yeah.
Just to try and help the police with a report, you know? Yeah. It you know, If people don't understand, you know, if your bosses say, well, you know, why were you gone? Why were you? And I'm like, well, I saw like an accident that needed my attention. You know, I would hope that someone would do the same thing for me if I was in one. That's that's kind of why I do those things. If in fact that I saw it, if I see a car on fire, I'm not likely going to drive by. I'm kind of going to look and see, oh, is there somebody trapped in there? If a car's rolled over on somebody, you
but
know?
You would go for it, right? You'd be like,
I try. I try. And maybe a lot when I was younger, I would probably, but nowadays, the older I've gotten, I just don't know if I could do it anymore.
Right.
But that would be something that I just kind of always thought about. I would try just because I, again, would hope that somebody would do it for me.
Now, on the flip side, how much do you hate the people when the accident is on the other side of the road in the midst of traffic?
There's nothing worse than life.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They've never seen an accident like, in their life. Like, they have to stare.
They have to, was it rubbernecking?
Yes.
Is that what they call that thing? No, you just, if it's on the other side, and it's amazing to me how just both sides of the highway or both sides of the road can be completely shut down because people want to see somebody laying on the concrete. Yeah.
Here's my thought on that, though. If everybody else is going to slow down and look when it's my turn to get up there, damn it, I'm going to look.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you've been in a wait.
Yeah, okay. I've been waiting. You know, we're all taking our time here getting through, so I'm not going to spend an extra 20 minutes on this road so you can look and then not look myself.
Huh. I'm the one that's three cars away from it, and I'm going, we don't need to go. We don't need to look. It's okay. We've all seen wrecks before.
Let's get out of here.
And I'm like, I want to show everybody. I'm speeding through this now. I'm getting out of here.
I will tell you something, though, that I've learned that every once in a while you catch it right. Have you ever gotten the same lane with the ambulance or the fire truck and followed them through all the way through the traffic?
Done that.
Are you already in that lane, or do you cut into lane? Because I don't think you're supposed to do that, right?
You go back into the lane.
You let them pass, and then you immediately dive in behind them and use them as a blocker all the way through that accident.
I call that shooting the curl. You know?
It's
not like you're surfing behind a fire truck that's just cutting a path for you. Kind of nice.
Is that not illegal?
It might be.
Okay.
It might be. And that's why I've only done it in almost true emergencies.
Okay.
Like I'm going to be massively late for something important.
You've done it every single time.
You're right.
You're right. I mean,
did you see how Heggie judged me when he looked at me, though?
I needed something.
Well, all I was waiting for you to be like, because you've never done anything illegal. And I'm like, busted.
It's if you could follow a fire truck or an ambulance, a police car is a little different story. Because the police car thing, I think that's something you can't really get away with. But an ambulance or fire truck, by all means, you get in the wake of that thing and go.
Side question then. Not that you're following the cop, but if like a cop moved into your lane in front of you, do you feel safe in that moment? Because you're like, there's probably not a whole bunch of cops around and that cop's not pulling me over. So I'm probably okay.
I could see the cop that you're trailing stop and then like say something, like pull you over.
Pacing you.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, man, I'd be like, you got in front of me.
Yeah, I would.
My brother was a street cop for a while and he said if the guy is not like shooting radar, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're doing their own thing.
You know? Okay, yeah.
They're driving to
some
investigation.
Because we all assume they're there because of us. Like, if I ever see a cop move into my lane, I'm like, my God, what was I doing? And he might just be like, I'm just trying to live my life.
Yeah.
Have you ever pulled up on a cop you felt like there was some shadiness going on?
Oh, yeah.
Like with my new studio, like policemen like cars sometimes pull off behind where we're at over there, and I don't know if they're just kind of hanging out, killing the day. Like you get over there like at 6 in the morning, and I'm like, what's a police car just doing parked over here, just kind of hanging out? And I was like, and then it's like you get out of your car, then that car leaves. The police car leaves. So I just maybe the guy's catching his breath, you know, or something like that over there, just kind of just having a moment. But
yeah.
I always feel like, oh geez, I think I ran this guy off from probably doing something, you know?
He's probably just killing time, you know, figuring I don't want to go ruin people's day out here on the street, pulling them over, giving them tickets.
Yeah. Maybe checking your phone a little bit.
Yeah.
Just pull over out in the parking lot out back, just check your phone for about 30 minutes and then get on your way.
A couple people saying it's illegal to follow like a fire truck or ambulance.
That's what you just did though, right?
Pulling a wool chuck on me?
What I'm trying to say here, though, Kevin, these are the other people, though. These are the important people that are saying it. I don't what am I supposed to do? Just sit on the highway?
You're supposed to leave space and not try to take advantage of the path they're clearing, I think.
That's dumb.
Ride Change the laws.
I'll tell you what, I'll act like I'm at Talladega, like on the last lap. If I hear spotters say, clear low, I'm going low with that fast lane. I'm trying to get to the front.
That's just dumb. Change the laws.
Okay.
So the people, the policemen are telling us we're illegal.
Some fire truck people, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I'm really sorry about that, folks. You guys do a hell of a job.
Fire truck people.
But you do a hell of a job with, like, cutting a path to the front.
I think they only make it illegal because everybody would do it.
And, yeah.
But now that almost nobody is doing it, it's totally safe.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the lucky dog.
No, it's fine. Nobody followed me. We're fine. Yeah.
It's like you're kind of calculating as you see it coming behind you. Like, okay, I can move over as soon as he goes past me. I'm moving in, and we're going down the slot.
Yes. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
More ways to usurp traffic laws right out of the gates. No, we have Shireen Williams at 4:00, Mark Schlereth at 4:40 here in the nation.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.